The island lay on the sea like a green coin dropped carelessly on blue silk. And from the air, it looked harmless, sleepy palms, a crescent of white sand and the thin curl of smoke rising from huts that hadn't changed in 50 years. But Miles Drake knew better. Islands like this were badges men wore to hide their sins. The seaplane skidded across the water and died with a reluctant cough. Drake stepped onto the pontoon, feeling the heat settle on him like a hand. The air smelt of salt, aviation fuel, and a faint sweetness. Mango, perhaps, already turning. He lit a cigarette. The first drag sharpened the world, as it usually did. Sarados was here somewhere. Victor Sarados, industrialist, financier, and the sort of man who collected enemies the way others collected rare wines. Drake had been given a dossier thin on detail but thick on warnings. It said, extremely capable, unpredictable, shoot first if necessary. London seldom used that last phrase. It meant the matter was both urgent and embarrassing. A battered taxi, half rust, half prayer, carried him from the jetty into the town. Children chased chickens across the road. Women leaned in doorways, watching the newcomer with the mild suspicion islanders reserved for men who travelled alone. Drake noted everything. The shutters, the angles, the exits, a lifetime of habit. The bar he was looking for stood at the far end of a dirt street, its doorway pulsing with low music. Inside, the heat was thick, the air stained with rum and the bitter tang of cheap cigars. Eyes followed him, not curious, not hostile, simply measuring, checking him out. He ordered a whiskey, and the bartender poured it without comment. Drake placed a folded note on the counter. I'm told a man plays cards here. Tall, European, impeccable suits. Carries himself like he owns the next 3 minutes of your life. The bartender's hand froze for just a fraction too long. Then, there's a cellar. Through the back. I didn't tell you. Drake nodded, downed the whiskey in a single cooling swallow and moved to the door, and a narrow staircase descended into shadow. The cellar was colder, smelled of felt and gun oil. A single lamp hung low over a card table, and three men sat, two of them sweating. The third, silver-haired, sharp-nosed, immaculate cream suit, was entirely still. Sarados. He lifted his eyes. They were pale, watchful, like a man reading a telegram he expected to contain bad news. So, London sends their quiet man, Sarados said. His voice was soft, almost amused. Sit. We will talk. Drake sat. A revolver lay on the table beside Sarados's chips, a casual decoration, as though placed there by a man who understood the theatre of power. You know why I'm here, Drake said. Sarados shrugged lightly. These islands breed rumours. Some concern me, some concern you. Only one of us will leave with the truth. The cards were dealt. The lamp buzzed faintly, and outside the Calypso band hit a single bright note, out of place in the heavy air. Drake inhaled, steadying the rhythm of his pulse. It was the same every time, the quiet before the storm, the knowledge that one wrong decision, one breath too slow, could redraw the map of the world. And Drake, as always, stepped into the moment with the calm of a man who had learned to live with danger, and learned even better not to flinch from it.